Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 19. Krishna states to Uddhava, "One who is wise, who knows the self, and has transcendental insight, rejects the world of duality and the material enjoyment. He rather engages in Krishna bhakti to satisfy God. That is pure bhakti." Then Krishna describes 12 kinds of yama and niyama, beginning with bodily cleanliness. Chapter 20. The Vedic Shastras express the words of God. These Vedas describe the Varnashram Dharma. Uddhava, in this chapter, asked why the scriptures contain conflicting ideas and how to reconcile it. Krishna replied that the Vedas describe different processes of karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga for different persons. Karma yoga is for people that are not detached when they're full of gross desires. Jnana yoga is for those that are detached. And bhakti is for persons who have taken the principle yukta vairagya. In the human form of life, one can obtain the knowledge, bhakti jnana, and worship the Lord. The human body is like a boat, and the Gurudev is like the captain. The mercy of Krishna is a favorable breeze. When a human being, has his form of body, he wants to cross over birth and death, he should do it. The fickle mind should not be listened to. We should conquer the senses by intelligence and goodness. By Krishna bhakti, all perfections are achieved. One can steady his mind on God and give up sense gratification and remove it from the core of his heart. When one finally perceives the presence of God, his false ego becomes completely eradicated. His doubts are shattered and all of his material activities diminish to nil. Chapter 21, 11th canto, Krishna explains the Vedic path. There are some people that can't even practice these forms of yoga prescribed earlier. They don't have the ability to follow karma yoga, jnana, or bhakti. They're actually inimical to God and attached to sense gratification, simply mad after material desires and fulfilling them. So in chapter 21, Krishna describes the faults of such people in terms of place and time and substance and beneficiary actions. Doctrine of Varnashram Dharma codifies precepts of bodily purity and impurity. Purity and impurity are major considerations in the execution of duties in Varnashram Dharma.